This episode on Unmei, The Following Path.
Sakon, I'm sorry.
Masamune, after arriving in the Mogami capital of Ugo, meets up with Date Ninja, currently stationed there. He informs him that the Imagawa attacked the Mogami in the middle of the night. But the following night, they were attacked and executed by a band of rogue ninjas who took their identities. Leading this band of ninjas is a sorceress by the name of Okuni, and disgraced Oshu ninja named Goman Ishikawa. Masamune tried to keep a low profile, but gets discovered and confronted by Okuni. Okuni is a beautiful woman, wearing geisha attire and carrying an umbrella.
Hello there, Dragon of Oshu.
Masamune looks down at the ground, still with his monk's hood up. He stays silent.
You know, you should look at people when they're addressing you. It's pretty rude to just ignore someone standing in front of you.
Masamune still doesn't speak.
Oh, come now. You already acknowledged who you were by coming out here. I even honored you by calling you by your nickname, and still, you show me disrespect. No, this won't do. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why are you here? Why have you invaded my land?
Masamune, still looking down, doesn't speak. Okuni begins to look annoyed, instructs the soldiers.
Go inside and grab the other one.
The troops go inside Sakon home. After a struggle, they drag Sakon outside and throw him to the floor. The cat darts out and runs away. The soldiers put Sakon on his knees and put a sword to his neck.
Let's try this again. I know that I look pretty and nice, but I am not a patient woman. Answer me or this man dies. Why are you here?
Masamune finally looks up and looks at Sakon. Sakon shakes his head at him. Masamune then looks at Okuni.
My lady, my apologies if I have offended you. I'm afraid you have me mistaken for someone else. I'm but a simple monk on the way to the capital in Kyoto. This man was just renting me a room for my stay.
I've had enough of this. Kill him.
Without hesitation, the soldiers prop Sakon up and with one full swing, cuts his head off. Sakon's body goes limp, and Masamune watches, speechless, as Sakon's head rolls past him. Okuni walks up to the severed head and kicks it, which sends it flying and rolling down the path. This greatly angered Masamune.
What a shame, a life wasted. All his hopes and dreams roll away, much like his head. Make no mistake about this, Date. His blood is on your hands. His death will forever be on your conscience. He has outlived his usefulness anyway.
You will pay for that.
You speak now? What was that?
You will pay for that!
Okuni walks up to Masamune and gets in his face.
Threats? Nah, monk. Remember the Buddha.
Mark my words. You will pay for that.
Oh yeah? And if I kill you right here now, how does that happen? Grab him.
The soldiers grab Masamune and put him on his knees.
I will not ask you another time. What are you doing here?
Masamune just scowls at her.
Okay, so we're doing this the hard way. Maybe this will make you talk. Bring him out.
Coming out of a building was a prisoner with a sack over his head. They drag the prisoner out and put him on his knees. They remove the sack from his head. It was Tensha. His face was bruised, dirty, and a black eye. Masamune looks at Tensha, and his eyes widen, but then he looks away.
Does he look familiar? He was caught trying to sneak into the city, and he was rounded up by one of our guards. Imagine three Date in our city at the same time.
Why are you so sure that he's Date?
Well, you see, he came wearing full armor with a pretty little Date crest.
Imbecile.
And as you know, we have been at war with you, Date, for decades now. So, there is only one thing to do with this prisoner of war. He must be executed.
Okay, you're right. I am Masamune Date. But I assure you that I mean no harm. I can promise you he is not Date. I don't know where he got that armor from.
Well, then that makes him a thief. Here in Ugo, thieves are sentenced to death.
Seems a little harsh, don't you think?
Laws are laws, but of course, you know that if he was a Date, we would very much like to interrogate him instead of executing him. Are you sure he's not one of yours?
I'm sure.
Very well then, kill him.
The soldiers hang Tensha head down and place a katana on it. Masamune stares at Tensha, and Okune stares at Masamune. The soldier raises the katana in the air in preparation to do a swift motion.
Okay, stop.
Yes? Is there something you want to say?
He's with me.
There now, that wasn't so hard, was it? What else do you have to say?
Yes, we are from Oshu, but I assure you that we didn't mean any—
Kill him!
The soldiers raise his katana once more to kill Tensha.
No, don't, okay? We are here to find someone.
And who might that be?
A traitor to our people. I'm trying to bring him to justice. A rogue criminal named Goemon Ishikawa. We heard that he may be here.
Well, there are no criminals roaming here. Not besides you two.
Are you sure? We have it on good intel that he is here. Let us take him back to Oshu to face proper justice, and we will leave promptly.
Your intel is wrong.
He was supposed to be with a witch by the name of Okune.
Okune looks at Masamune angrily.
I am not a witch.
So you confirm. You are Okune. So I take it Goemon is here then.
Damn, I knew it was dangerous to let the ninja live as long as we did.
I also know that you aren't all Imagawa.
Okune looks shockingly, yet annoyed at Masamune.
Unfortunately for you, Lord Date, now we cannot allow you to leave Ugo. It would be too dangerous.
Shall we kill him, mistress?
No! Do you know who this is? This is Masamune Date. It's the heir to the Date throne. Do you know how much they would pay to have him return? Throw them in jail. Send a message to their Date. Tell them we captured their daimyo. Clean up the body. Tell everyone the city is in complete lockdown. Anyone caught outside will be executed.
Okune turns around and begins to walk away, back towards the castle. The soldiers grab Tensha and Masamune to take them away. Tensha is too weak to put up a fight, but Masamune begins to resist. Okune stops with her back still turned and throws her umbrella at Masamune. There is a sharp point at the end, and it stops inches from Masamune's face. The umbrella floats in the air.
Come now, Masamune. There's no need to make things difficult. I'm sure you have hopes and dreams that you want to fulfill. You wouldn't want that to end right here now, would you?
Masamune looks at the blade that is inches from his face. He was taken completely aback. He never expected her to actually be this powerful. He relented, and the soldiers put a sack over Masamune's head, then knocked him unconscious. Sometime later, Masamune begins to stir and is woken up by Tensha shaking him.
Masamune! Hey, Masamune, wake up!
Oh, my head, where am I?
They threw us in some cell. Are you okay? You've been out for hours.
Oh yeah, it's dark out. Wait, am I okay? Are you okay? What are you doing here? I told you to go back to Oshu.
I couldn't just go back. What would people say?
Tensha, you shouldn't have come back. Look where we are now. This woman, she doesn't play around. She will kill us in that blink.
No, she wouldn't kill you. You're worth too much money. Me, on the other hand.
You're right. What kind of daimyo am I? How am I supposed to rule over two provinces? How can I keep my people safe when I can't even keep my own friends safe?
Masamune cries as he falls to his knees, punching the floor. Tensha goes over to him and consoles him.
Hey, I'm okay, I swear. It's just some bruises.
Sakon, I'm sorry.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Why did you come back, Tensha? These people are going to kill you. Do you not get that?
We will think of something. I'm not worried.
This isn't a game, Tensha. I told you to go home. You disobey my orders by coming back.
I thought you would need help.
This isn't our safe little city anymore. People don't know you or care about you here. What were you thinking? You weren't. Then come back and play these childhood games of dress up, walking up to the enemy in full armor, still wearing that stupid sash on your head. I told you to take that damn sash off your head.
Masamune stands up and pushes Tensha.
It's no wonder they arrested you. You are probably the reason why they found us out and why Sakon was killed.
Masamune pushes him again.
Who is Sakon?
A hero, Tensha! A hero. Something you could never be. You know why? Because you are selfish. Unwilling to sacrifice. You don't think. You were worried about what people would think of you. That was worth you putting everyone else at risk? If you are so eager to die, just go do it. Sakon shouldn't have been sacrificed to stroke your ego.
Tensha goes and walks in a corner and puts his head down.
I just wanted you to look up to me for once. I told you I would always have your back, that I wouldn't abandon you.
You what?
I told you yesterday that I wouldn't abandon you. Whatever fate awaits you also awaits me. I didn't mean for anyone to get hurt.
I know you didn't. Tensha, I know you didn't. That wasn't fair of me. I'm sorry.
Excuse me? You're what?
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I really do appreciate your loyalty, and even more your friendship.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard you say that to, well, anyone.
Okay, well, don't get used to it. But Tensha, we have to find a way to get out of here.
What did you have in mind?
I don't know. It's too dark to see anything. There are no windows. Can you hear anything?
No. Nothing at all.
Exactly. No noise at all. Meaning we probably aren't around any guards right now. Normally guards patrol or at the very least talk to each other. I don't hear anything. Then again, these are ninjas.
Ninjas? What are you talking about? I didn't see any ninjas.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's a lot that you need to be caught up upon. So none of these people are real. They're all really ninja in disguise.
So they aren't Imagawa?
No.
So Jinchiyo lied to us?
No. The Imagawa were here, but only for a short time. A band of rogue ninja infiltrated and killed all the Imagawa here and took their identity.
Who's leading them?
Some traitor by the name of Goemon Ishikawa.
Goemon? I've heard of him.
Oh yeah, of course you have. Actually, I do have to ask you something, since you are the clan's historian.
Yeah, what's up?
Ever heard of someone named Okuni?
Okuni?
Yeah, some sorceress, looks like a geisha. She's the woman you heard talking earlier. You know anything about her? Like, where she's from?
No, I've never heard of an Okuni.
No one has, but she's dangerous. She could have killed me today. She cannot be allowed to just walk free, Tensha. We have to take her out. Her and this Goemon. Neither one can be allowed to leave here.
So what's the plan? I mean, what can we do here?
Unfortunately, not much. It's too dark. Hey, you know what? Let's go to sleep. We'll figure out a plan in the morning. You look terrible, by the way.
Well, you should see the other guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tensha and Masamune lay down to rest. Tensha is exhausted and goes right back to sleep. Masamune sits with his own thoughts.
Sakon, I'm sorry. My arrogance got you killed. I will learn from this, though. When I get back home, I'll make sure everyone remembers who you are.
While Masamune sits, there is a knock on the door.
Open up! Food is here!
Masamune just sat in silence, looking at the door. They knocked again.
This is all you're getting until tomorrow. Last chance.
Masamune didn't respond, but he crept closer to the door to listen.
They're sleeping?
Yeah, I guess. I know we're holding the Date boy for ransom, but what are we doing with the Dark One?
Mistress Okuni said we interrogate him in the morning. See what secrets he can tell us. We were told if he doesn't cooperate, kill him.
Roger that. Hey, let's play a game of Mancala. Loser has to eat this.
Let's do it.
Masamune listens to them walk away.
I wonder if they wanted me to hear that. We have to be cautious with this. Hey, Tensha, wake up for a minute.
What's going on?
So I have a plan.
Oh, nice. What's the plan?
The plan is for you not to do anything stupid.
Seriously? You woke me up for that? I'm going back to...
No, I'm serious, Tensha. You can't do anything stupid. They are coming to get you in the morning. They are going to interrogate you.
Tensha looks blankly at Masamune, completely speechless.
You have to keep talking. Tell them whatever it is that they want to hear. Just keep talking.
No, I wouldn't betray the people.
Tensha, this isn't a game. These people will kill you. As soon as your value runs out, they will slaughter you on the spot. I need you to stay alive, please, as long as you can, while I come up with a plan to escape out of here.
All right, Moon. I'll do what you ask, but it won't feel good.
Okay, good. We'll get out of this. You have my word. Now get some rest. We both have a long day tomorrow.
Masamune and Tensha both fall asleep. In the morning, they are both woken up by the cell door swinging open. Soldiers come in, pull Tensha up, and drag him out the door, slamming and locking it behind them. Masamune pretends to be asleep. When the door closed, Masamune sprung up and inspected the door. He was looking for anything that he could do to escape, knocking the door off the hinges, picking the lock, pretending to be sick. But there was nothing that Masamune could think of. Discouraged, he slumped in the corner.
There is no way out of here. I don't know what to do. They are going to kill him. No. Tensha is going to be fine. I have to stay calm. They should bring lunch soon. When the guard opens the door to place the food, I'll just attack them. That's all I can do. They still need me. I don't think they will be trying to kill me. Yeah. You know what? That should work. I need to find something here that I can make into a weapon. This bed should do.
Masamune spent the next hours deconstructing the wooden bed, trying to shave the planks down into a weapon. Afterwards, he rested, but he was ready. Masamune is later woken up by a noise.
What is that?
Masamune went to the door to get closer to listen. He heard the sounds of yells. The sounds began to get louder until there was a yell right outside of his door. Masamune listened to the jingling of keys outside his door and went to grab his weapon.
This is it. No turning back now.
The door slowly began to creep open. Went into a corner ready to pounce. The door opened, and into the cell walked a figure. The darkness of the room made it difficult for Masamune to see who it was. But as the figure came more into the light, he was able to see. Masamune walked out of the corner and walked to the figure in amazement.
Oh. Hello there, Dragon of Oshu.
Sakon!
Well, that's it for this week. But the adventure will continue sooner than you think. Come back and join us next time at the same place. We'll see you next time, and we encourage you to follow your own path. Kansha.